And a warm welcome to Yield Curve Chronicles, Mastering Fixed Income in Volatile Markets. This is a series of four short podcasts which examine fixed income investment strategies against a backdrop of economic uncertainty, potential rate cuts, and market volatility. My name is Zoe Fletcher, and with me to discuss this topic today, I have Unmesh Bide and Andres Gomez of LSEG. Our first episode is titled Rate Cut Ripples, the Future of Fixed Income. As central banks consider loosening monetary policy, the future of bond yields and fixed income opportunities remains in focus. So how might these rate cuts influence fixed income portfolios for the rest of the year and into 2025?
Great. I'll kick it off. Thank you, Zoe. It seems clear that the interest rate cycle has most likely peaked, and the markets are now anticipating rate cuts. Recent evidence is showing that the U.S. economy is slowing and the labor markets are cooling off. Inflation is certainly slowing down. A very interesting recent development is that the shape of the yield curve is now positively sloped, which this is the first time in 2 years that this has occurred between the 2-year and the 30-year point of the yield curve. The negatively sloped yield curve historically has been a fairly accurate predictor of economic recessions. It hasn't yet materialized, but has a fairly accurate track record. So for the positive yield curve, albeit it's a slightly positive yield curve, but it's an interesting development that fixed income professionals and other investors will keep a very close eye on for clues on what it may mean for the direction of the economy for the remaining of this year and certainly going into 2025. A shifting yield curve will certainly draw heavy interest in the fixed income world and trigger investment allocations across the term structure to optimize the shifting interest rate landscape. I think another factor that's playing in the fixed income markets is the geopolitical risk, which continues to be a concern around the world, which can flare up at any time. We currently have the Ukraine-Russia war and the Middle East conflict. If either of these events or other tensions worldwide escalate further, this will undoubtedly be factored into the fixed income markets, which will impact trading and portfolio decisions, most likely to a flight of safety type trade, and certainly increase hedging activities. But Amesh, please share your thoughts on this in this area of what we anticipate our fixed income investments for this year and going rolling into 2025 as well.
So thank you, Andres. I think important part the way I see is, right, I think, for example, in US, beginning of the year, we were thinking 6 rate cuts. And now in 2024, and now we are expecting, like at, by end of the year, 90 to 100 basis point looking at the future markets. I think the other important aspect would be, you know, what is the rate at which the Fed is going to end the rate cycle? So is it going to be 2.5% or 3%? And I think one of the important part that I see here is for, you know, maybe last 15 years, the rates has been lower. And now is the first time where you will have rates which will be non-zero or not close to zero, if you want to call that way, which is going to make a difference in terms of how do you value fixed income. So that I would say the first part of it. I think the second part I would also see is, as you mentioned, the geopolitical risk. In a way, I would also think similar to that. Is it going to be from a debt perspective, like the how the debt to GDP ratio continues to rise for most of the nations? And like, how is that going to play into from a pure supply and demand perspective? And then how is that going to translate into a higher risk premium, number one? Number two, is that going to matter from a term structure premium, basically the longer duration assets, like a 10 and 30 years, for example, how is that going to change? That is going to be interesting to see as we move forward from 24 and 25. That's, I think, you know, Zoe, you know, my view here.
Thank you so much, Amesh. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. But be sure to join us for episode 2 of this 4-part podcast series, where we will dive into the tools and tactics investors need to weather the storm of unpredictable market shifts this year.